It is very easy to slip into treating the Bible as though it's a passive object, a thing. We read the Bible, we interpret the Bible, we quote the Bible, we love the Bible. But in all of these, the Bible is an object, and the implication is that we are the active agents in what is going on. Hebrews 4:12 suggests otherwise. The word of God, it declares, is living and active. As the passage goes on, it becomes clear that, as we noticed in session two, there is a strong overlap between the written word of God, the scriptures, and the incarnated word of God, Jesus. The verses before this passage contain references to characters from the Old Testament, but the verses following verse 12 begin to describe the word of God as he and him. Indeed, verse 14 talks about the word of God being a great high priest. In the space of a few verses, the author makes clear that the word of God refers both to the scriptures and to the person they point to, Jesus. No wonder then that it, he, is living and active. Just as Jesus is vibrantly alive, so also the scriptures live and are active. Many Christians who read the Bible regularly would recognize this description. One of the most remarkable features of regular deep engagement with the scriptures is a growing sense that it is not so much we who read the Bible, but the Bible which reads us. It doesn't happen straight away, but over time it becomes increasingly clear that the Bible can reveal to us who we really are. It can speak deep within us to our often unconscious fears and desires. It can draw us inexorably closer to God. Deep, engaged reading of the Bible is a dynamic process which transforms us. As it transforms us, we see more and more clearly quite how living and active the Word of God really is.